This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hours after diplomats from the United States and other countries were safely evacuated from Sudan, there were images of fighting between the Sudanese paramilitary rapid support forces and the Sudanese armed forces. VOA's Veronica Bodiris Iglesias tells us more.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced Sunday in a tweet that Britain's diplomatic staff has left the country. The U.S. is currently assessing how to support thousands of American citizens left behind, retired Colonel Steve Gagnier told ABC.
The Pentagon overnight said that they could maybe think about setting up a safe corridor between Khartoum and Port Sudan, and that presumably using drones would allow the U.S. Navy to take people out by sea.
The majority of U.S. civilians still in Sudan are Sudanese Americans working on aid missions. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
At least 47 bodies, according to Reuters, have been exhumed in southeastern Kenya as part of an investigation into a suspected religious cult led by a local pastor. Reuters' Oman Lee reports.
The manager of a local children's home, Helen McCauley, who has been helping investigators, told reporters children were among the dead.
We have visited some homes in some villages, such as Bethlehem and Judea. And in the villages, you find some parents have lost all their children, or they themselves die. Personally, I have visited about 18 grave sites of children.
The discovery of the mass graves is the latest chapter involving what police call the radicalized pastor, Paul McKenzie. The pastor was previously detained in March in connection to the death of two boys in the area, but later released.
Reuters' Oman Lee reporting. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea has formally restored Japan to its list of countries it gives preferential treatment in trade 3 years after the neighbors downgraded each other's trade status in a diplomatic row over historical grievances. Now, South Korea's Ministry of Trade, Industry, and Energy announced the move through a government gazette. It also said Seoul will further restrict technology and industrial export to Russia and its ally Belarus to support a U.S.-led pressure campaign against Moscow over the war in Ukraine. The war in Ukraine spurs record spending on military across the globe. VOA's Joe Ramsey with details.
Global military spending rose to a record last year as Russia's war in Ukraine drove the biggest annual increase in Europe since the end of the Cold War 3 decades ago, a Stockholm think tank said on Monday. World military expenditure rose by 3.7% in real terms in 2022 to $2.24 trillion, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute said in a statement. European military spending shot up 13% last year, primarily due to increases by Russia and Ukraine, but with many countries across the continent also ramping up military budgets and planning for more amid the surging tensions. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ukrainian military forces successfully established positions on the eastern side of the Dnieper River, according to a new analysis, giving rise to speculation that the advances could be an early sign of Kyiv's long-awaited spring counter-offensive. Members of the U.S. Congress are watching the legal process of a case involving a widely used abortion pill now that the U.S. Supreme Court allowed it to continue while court appeals play out.
Supreme Court decision late Friday means nothing changes for now in access to mifepristone. Congresswoman Debbie Dangle, a Democrat from Michigan, says on Fox News Sunday, the FDA's approval of the drug should stand.
What they wanted to do was to ban a drug that also is used in Cushing's syndrome. I was a woman that suffered from endometriosis and was trying to get pregnant.
When it comes to states passing tougher abortion restrictions, South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace warns her party not to get too extreme.
We're going to lose huge if we continue down this path.
She spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. An appeals court in New Orleans in mid-May will hear arguments on a Texas judge revoking the approval of mifepristone. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A top election official in Myanmar was fatally shot in his car in Yangon, the country's commercial capital, in the latest attack attributed to militants opposed to military rule. The information office on Sunday said the attack was carried out by the People's Defense Force. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.